Welcome to CPA Spotlight, a look at the issues that impact CPAs, their clients, and their businesses from the Maryland Association of CPAs. Welcome back to CPA Spotlight, everyone. I'm Bill Sheridan. The Merges Group has been putting out its Accounting and Finance Employee Confidence Index since 2005, and the most recent index found that in the third quarter of 2008, overall confidence among accounting and finance professionals, that's confidence in the economy, in their own companies, in their ability to find work, is lower than at any other time in the survey's history. Now, that's not terribly surprising given the state of the economy, the almost daily bombs being dropped on us by Wall Street. But Mike Bedick has found at least a shred of good news. Bedick is a senior vice president with the Merges Group in Maryland, and he says parts of the financial services industry, including public accounting firms, offer a bit of stability in a volatile marketplace. As new laws and regulations start to take hold, CPA firms will have plenty to do and quite possibly plenty of work to go around. I spoke with Mike on the phone recently. He took a closer look at the survey results and the concerns of financial professionals as the crisis wears on. Here's what he had to say. Mike, let's go over the results of the survey briefly. What did the Merges survey find?
Merges survey found that basically 64% of the accounting and finance workers believe that the economy is getting weaker, and that's a decrease of 6 points from the second quarter of 2008. And these are some summary statements. 55% of the accounting and finance workers believe that there are fewer jobs available, which is a decrease of 4 percentage points from the second quarter. Only 48% of workers are confident in their ability to find a new position, and that reflects a 12% decrease from the second quarter. 67% of accounting and finance workers surveyed are confident in their current employee's future, and that's a decrease of 7% from the second quarter of 2008. 76% of the accounting and finance workers surveyed believe it is unlikely that they will lose their job in the next year, and that's a 1% increase from the second quarter of 2008. And then finally, 41% of accounting and finance workers report that they are likely to look for a new job, an increase of 7 points from the second quarter. So that's kind of like takes a cross-section of the whole market and employees' thoughts and attitudes towards the employment market.
Sure. So it sounds as though as the markets have been struggling, confidence among finance pros is falling. I guess that just makes sense, but is that, you know, kind of the conclusion that you guys are drawing there?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And it's kind of like a two-headed monster. There's two levers. There's the employer side of the equation and their thoughts and how they are actually acting in the marketplace. And then once that's translated to the market, the employees are picking up on those standards of operation that they're now working under. And that kind of drives their behavior. So the behavior isn't unfounded. It's kind of based on, you know, what they themselves are seeing in the market as we continue to go through this stuff.
What are the implications of accounting and finance pros being less confident in the economy, or I guess are there any? I mean, do these numbers run parallel with the rest of the country, or I mean, what kind of implications can we draw from these results?
Here in the Maryland area, I think that it's probably a good indicator of what the rest of the country is running now, although I don't have total responsibility for all of the Merges operations throughout the country. You know, I have a market that's covering the East. And I think, you know, because of the uncertainty that everybody is feeling, the uncertainty translates into paralysis. And that's where there's a lack of confidence by both the employees as well as the employers. We're finding that employers, their decisions are based on their perception of what the economy is for their corporation. Corporations, most of them are right now in cost-cutting modes. So if they have an opportunity to save some payroll, they could put a job on hold. Or they're reacting to the uncertainty that they're dealing with and not wanting to hire someone, even though they have the need and the demand for it. Because of that uncertainty, they're looking to hold off as long as they can until some certainty is put back into the equation.
And as we're talking about jobs, I mean, the CPA profession for the last few years anyway, one of the big concerns has been staffing concerns. Where do you find new talent? How do you keep them once you do find them? In a profession that's already strapped for talent, is the fact that more finance pros are looking for jobs a good thing, or is that a bad thing?
Oh, it's a good thing, but the demand for good financial professionals, you know, it's still outstripping the supply. Like I said, the issue with the market and what everybody's dealing with right now is there's this pent-up demand that's being generated with the collapse of all the Wall Street organizations, the tight credit, you know, that people see in their everyday lives. It's kind of like a trickle-down effect. And like I said, until this uncertainty is lifted, we're gonna have some issues. But finance and accounting professionals are still going to be well-positioned. You know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And once a lot of these uncertainty type of risks lift, once the government decides what it's going to do with this proposed $700 billion bailout fund and those types of things begin to trickle down, once that uncertainty lifts, I think you're going to see a lot of pent-up demand getting lifted. That's the light at the end of the tunnel.
It may be kind of difficult to say at this point, but maybe you can give kind of a historical perspective on this. How long might we be looking at here as far as a time frame in which, you know, employers are thinking in cost-cutting mode and employees are kind of feeling that uncertainty as well, where they're thinking, you know, is my job in jeopardy? What, historically, how long does something like this last?
It's hard to tell, but we always say all things must pass, good and bad. And, you know, right now we're kind of liking bad. And if you look at the uncertain times over the last few years, and I hate to admit it, but I'm kind of like an old timer. You know, you had a lot of uncertainty post 9/11. You had a lot of uncertainty with the implosion of Enron and Anderson and the accounting implosion and all the consolidations that happened there. There was a lot of uncertainty with Y2K and the dot bombs and the dot coms. And then if you even go back into the 90s, and I'm really embarrassed to talk about this, you know, back in the 90s with the real estate and the savings and loan bust, you know, you had a ton of uncertainty. As far as timing, you know, I think the fourth quarter is going to remain a quarter of uncertainty. I still think there's going to be some tight-fisted cost containment and cost controls across the board for most organizations. I don't know if it's going to bounce back just because you turn the page on the calendar year 2008 to 2009. I might be thinking that maybe by the second quarter, once the TARP, you know, the Troubled Asset Relief Program gets implemented, we get the election behind us, and then the credit controls maybe weaken, I think then we'll see some, you know, I think we see the light at the end of the tunnel and some uptick, you know, in 2009. And I'm rooting for it.
In the meantime, what kind of advice would you offer to accounting and finance pros who are this concerned about the state of things today?
They got to have a look at where they are and how they feel about their own organization. And if, in fact, they feel that their organization is in the industry that's well-positioned to ride this out, that's something they should look at. If they feel that their organization is in a certain type of industry or in a certain state that they'll have a hard time riding out this economic downturn, they may look at opportunities where you're going from a perceived weaker situation to a stronger perceived job. Some of the industries or companies within these industries that are fair and better than like the financial services and those types are green products companies, alternative energy source companies, even like law firms and public accounting firms. Public accounting firms have increased audit work because of what's going on. Law firms have increased work at work. Generic drug companies, you know, that healthcare education type of stuff is generally been doing okay. And I was going to say, so some advice would be if you're in a situation as an A&F professional with your current organization and you're perceiving that it may be in a little trouble, those might be the types of industries that you would target in looking for a new opportunity.
And you had mentioned earlier that you think there is light at the end of this particular tunnel. What makes you think that? What are the good signs that we can look for?
Yeah, I definitely think there's light at the end of the tunnel. It's just like we were saying, it's a matter of when and where. I went through history a little bit, and, you know, we've had tough times in the last 10, 15 years with 9/11, and you had the advent of Sarbanes-Oxley and the PCAOB, the Public Corporation Accounting Oversight Board, those types of things. So anytime you're going to have those types of initiatives, that's going to increase demand, and that's specifically for accounting and financial professionals. As we said, all things will pass, good and bad, and I think the light will come, and also with the Troubled Asset Relief Program, the TARP, once that thing is fully implemented and starts to roll out its operations, you know, there's $700 billion that's going to be trickling down, and there's probably going to be a ton of regulation that's going to go along with that, which automatically spells out demand, you know, for, you know, accounting and financial oversight and analysis.
Well, Mike Bedick, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Mike Bedick of the Mergis Group and his take on the results of the most recent Accounting and Finance Employee Confidence Index. You'll find complete results from the index at www.macpa.org/mergis. For more info, go to www.mergisgroup.com. Thanks for listening. For details about these and other issues that impact CPAs, contact the Maryland Association of CPAs at 1-800-782-2036 or visit us on the web at www.macpa.org.